local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, we got to meet Ben in person yesterday as he picked up all his prizes in the Go Play Outside sweepstakes. What a great guy.
Yeah, cool dude. Yeah, really cool. And he was ready to roll with all that.
He had plans for all the different outdoor gear, which made me real happy. If we had to let our babies go, you know, let all those great prizes go. It's good that they're going to a good home where they would get some use.
So. Yeah, that's right. He's going to take good care of them.
That's good stuff. 73 degrees now at our studios, heading for a high around 77. Of course, rain part of the mix today as a front makes its way through one of the many fronts coming through the country. This one for us, bringing some better conditions for tomorrow and Thanksgiving. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just about 25 minutes. We'll also get a retrospective on hurricane season 2019 and weather snarling travel around the country as AAA says 50 million Americans traveling out there for Thanksgiving and some big snowstorms, and they are causing issues at airports across the country, as is, I think, the real scary thing, an airline catering strike
that's
going on. So maybe no biscotti snacks for you, no Fresca or whatever you're drinking on the plane. I'll give you the airports that are affected by that airline catering strike coming up in just a couple minutes. Plus, Dalton's got sports on the way. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that little football game coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I got the Iron Bowl this Saturday and a full day of football tomorrow for Thanksgiving. I'll let you know what time the game's there so you can plan your day ahead of time.
All right, great stuff. And we'll be checking in with Larry Kirby at LCM. And traffic's on the way right now with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still working in action at Rangeline Road, the on-ramp to I-10 eastbound. That's with injuries and overturned vehicle. And again, we've got a dense fog advisory till noon. We've got heavy fog down to Gulf Shores at Orange Beach and across to Bayway. CBD America is now open on Old Shell Road behind the Metal Mushroom at the USA campus. They offer all things hemp. Mention this ad, you'll get 15% off all purchases. And don't forget the original CBD America on Highway 43 in Satsuma. CBDAmerica1.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers this morning, then becoming mostly sunny this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cooler with lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The senior living professionals of Live Oak Village in Foley remind drivers that shopping areas are areas of congested traffic. Stay alert and be prepared to stop suddenly. Keep your eyes on the traffic in front and behind you. Never text while driving and follow the basic rules of driving safety: courtesy, caution, and common sense. This holiday safety tip from the senior living professionals of Live Oak Village in Foley, members of the community senior life family, leaders in independent and assisted senior living, wishing you a happy holiday.
All right, 709 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill on the way, and right now Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Funeral arrangements have been set for Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. Services will be held next Monday at the Garrett Coliseum on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. Williams was shot and killed in the line of duty Saturday night. 18-year-old William Chase Johnson from Montgomery, he faces murder charges in this matter. He is right now being held with no bail in the Elmore County Jail. Visitation for Monday will begin at 8 a.m. with the service at 11 a.m. Officials are expecting a very large crowd for the services, since Williams was not only well-known in the community and respected in the state's law enforcement circles, but he also served as a deacon. Burial will follow at the original Shiloh Primitive Baptist Church in Hainville. That was Williams' home church where he served as deacon. Heading into the 2020 U.S. congressional race, and a political action committee representing Alabama farmers has made an announcement of their support for retired U.S. Navy Commander Chris Lewis. Lewis is from Florence. Lewis is also taking on U.S. Representative Mo Brooks in the 2020 Republican primary. In a surprising move, Brooks was the only congressional incumbent who was seeking re-election that did not get the support of the Alabama Farmers Federation PAC, also known as the Farm PAC. The group has endorsed Brooks in the past, including as recently as 2018. According to the Alabama Farmers Federation, they say in part, quote, "We actually take direction from our counties and those congressional districts as to the candidate they feel best reflects their values. In this case, the five counties in the 5th Congressional District, the majority of those decided to go a different direction in this election. Our folks want to have a voice in Washington, and they want the representative they feel will carry their message forward in Congress. They feel like Chris Lewis is the guy to do the job for them." Brooks and Lewis are the only Republicans who qualified for the GOP primary. There is not a Democratic candidate in this race. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile County Public Schools showed off new technology Tuesday aimed at keeping students safe in an emergency. The new security system automatically alerts law enforcement if gunshots are fired. The new system also automatically warns students and faculty of an emergency with lights and the use of an intercom system. An escaped inmate from Alabama captured in Escambia County, Florida. 26-year-old Joseph Edwards Jr. escaped from the Chilton County Jail on Sunday. Authorities say he then carjacked someone in Saraland and led police on a chase in Escambia County. Edwards was arrested after he crashed a stolen car into a ditch on Kingsfield Road. Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams will be laid to rest next week. Sheriff Williams was killed Saturday night in Hainville. The sheriff was responding to a noise complaint at a gas station when he asked 18-year-old Chase Johnson to turn down his music. The teen allegedly shot and killed Williams. Johnson, the son of a Montgomery County deputy, is charged with murder and is being held on no bond. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
If you need a full-size pickup that's engineered for summertime fun on the coast, then check out the 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition. Featuring the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate, kicker audio system, and more, this next-generation Sierra comes with the X31 off-road package with special badging and options to make your Sierra rugged and ready for the coast. The 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition. Non-GM warranty, limited warranty by kicker, 3 years, 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. For more information, contact your dealer.
7:15 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill on the way in about 15 minutes. Lots to talk about with weather for today. Got that rain as part of the mix, but we have drying conditions and really looking pretty good for Thanksgiving. Plus, we'll do a retrospective on hurricane season 2019 with Dr. Bill. That's coming up at around 7:35. Right now, let's check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Day. Reminder, the Iron Bowl right here at FM Talk 106.5. Pregame starts at 11:30 on Saturday, and you'll get the whole game and the post game and all that good stuff happening here at FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, I heard it's going to be a pretty good game.
That's what the word is. The game is how many point game?
Well, actually, Bama's up to 3.5 point favorites.
It was
now.
2 yesterday. Now it's 3.5.
Yeah, it's been moving slowly. Well, actually, pretty quickly, really.
All right, I'll talk more about that coming up later on in sports with Dalton. Now let's check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Azalea City Rehab and T Bachelor and Son.
From from the Auburn Sports Network. Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
With last night's 79-66 win over Richmond, Auburn basketball claimed the championship of the Legends Classic in Brooklyn.
You know, we beat a good team. We wore them down in the second half. You know, Richmond is going to go into the A-10 and finish in the top three of their league. You know, they always do. And so, look, you know, it's been a nice start to our season because, you know, we've been good enough to win as we've gone along. And now we've got, you know, one game the next couple of weeks, Furman at home, December 5th. And then we play in Birmingham on the 14th against St. Louis University. So right now, you know, we're just going to, you know, kind of take a couple of days off for Thanksgiving, go beat Alabama in the Iron Bowl on Saturday. And then we got some recruits coming in this weekend. And the guys come back Sunday and go to work and try to get better.
Austin Wiley was named MVP of the Legends Classic. Bruce Pearl's team is 7-0 heading into that 9-day break before its next game against Furman December 5th. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. Countdown to the Iron Bowl is down to 3 days.
There's nothing like it. There's nothing like Iron Bowl's different. It was, you know, when I first got here, everybody would talk about it, about how special it was, and you go, okay, yeah, but you got to experience it. It's one of those things that all you got to do is experience it one time. You know, whether you're a coach, player, fan, it's different. And, you know, it's real special. And, you know, I feel blessed. This will be my 10th one.
Gus Malzahn and the 15th-ranked Tigers are back on the practice field today. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
T. Bachelor & Sons has proudly been serving the Mobile area for over 34 years. We are a locally owned and operated family business. We offer quality products and services at affordable rates. We are a Bryant Factory authorized dealer that stands up to the motto, Bryant, whatever it takes. Our family's goal is your family's comfort. Call us today for all your home comfort needs. 639-9234. Alabama license number 07208.
My name is Jennifer Adkins. I've worked in healthcare for 23 years, and I'm very selective with my own healthcare. I've chosen Sayo City Hand and Rehab for all my post-injury therapy because of their one-on-one, hands-on approach. Let Azalea City Hand and Rehab provide your physical and occupational therapy. You'll be glad you did.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, helping heal Mobile with occupational and physical therapy since 1981. On Facebook, Twitter, or AzaleaCityRehab.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers this morning, then becoming mostly sunny this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cooler with lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the Alabama Crimson Tide in the Iron Bowl at Jordan-Hare Stadium on your home for the Auburn Tigers. FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by T. Bachelor & Son Heating and Cooling, 639-9234. Azalea City Hand and Rehab with the hands-on approach, and Baldwin Mutual Insurance, providing outstanding property and casualty coverage. Pre-game broadcast at 11:30 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still working at accident with an overturned vehicle from Rangeline Road to eastbound I-10. Also, again, a dense fog advisory till noon. We've got thick fog across the Bayway and the Causeway, and again along the beach this morning. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to forge a knife and other fun projects. Give the gift of blacksmith experience this year. Class and gift certificate information at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:21 FM Talk 106.5 on this Getaway Wednesday for the Thanksgiving Day holiday. We talked about the weather could be an issue for a lot of airports, not down here, but ones you would connect through. You need to check those listings, as, of course, AAA, as always, says, you know, 300 billion people are traveling today. Okay. 50 million traveling today. You've got these weather issues at pretty big connecting airports for us. And then you have, as I pointed out earlier, the real issue here for catering. And this is, you know, hats off to the people in the catering unions. If you're going to try to make people squeal, it's a good day to do it. Well, actually, it's now through this weekend.
You know, I've never been to a union meeting or anything like that, but I imagine at the catering union meetings, food's pretty on
fantastic.
Point.
Fantastic. It's going to be fantastic. Thousands of airline catering workers at 18 airports are threatening to demonstrate from now on through the weekend. The labor union Unite Here, which represents 50,000 airline industry workers with 20,000 in catering and 30,000 in airport concessions. It'd be a shame I can't spend $8 for a Diet Coke and a big gum, are demanding a contract with a $15 minimum wage, better health care options, and seniority pay from two of the country's main airline catering companies, LSG Sky and Gate Gourmet. A federal mediator is reportedly involved in negotiations as the clock ticks down. Nearly 3 million people are expected to fly between Tuesday and Sunday, December 1st, according to Airlines for America. Demonstrations are expected at these following airports.
Okay.
See if this applies to you. Charlotte. Yeah, that applies to me. Charlotte, Chicago, Dallas, Denver, Detroit, Honolulu, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, Minneapolis, Newark, New York, JFK, Philadelphia, Phoenix, San Diego, San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C.A., which is Reagan National, the one in town. Passengers traveling through those airports may witness anywhere from 200 to 1,000 demonstrators at each airport. Well, that's what we need. Another 1,000 people in the way when we're trying to get through the airport. According to Taylor, who's reporting the story here, the demonstrations will focus specifically on American Airlines. It's me, too. I'm on American connecting through Charlotte on Friday. That's not going to be good.
There you go.
American Airlines, which subcontracts with the catering workers employed by LSG Sky and Gate Gourmet. For their part, American has urged the two companies to reach a deal with union workers. 7:23, more headlines now. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Making news out of Saraland this morning as we now know even more information about a shooting which happened on Tuesday involving a teenager. That teen was shot Tuesday afternoon very close to the Explosive Signs and Graphics store in Saraland. According to the police department there, several minors were involved when a gun accidentally went off and wounded that teenager. Authorities confirmed that they will not release the names involved since they are minors, but we do know that one person, the person who was shot, was transported to a local hospital, and they were expected to be released later Tuesday evening. According to Saraland Police, there was no criminal intent involved in this shooting. Tragic news from what should have been a fun trip. A Purdue University student died while rappelling in an Alabama cave when his equipment failed. The victim has been identified as 21-year-old Trevor Cole. He died in a 200-foot fall in northern Alabama. According to the Jackson County Sheriff, Cole was one of five Purdue students who were experienced hikers, all exploring that cave. Cole's rigging had come loose due to a knot in the rope, and he fell while he was trying to fix it. Cole was a senior from Austin, Texas. He was studying mechanical engineering. He is the third person to die in the Valhalla Cave Preserve this year. We are talking education this morning, calling all students interested in attending the Alabama School of Cyber Technology, as students are needed and wanted to attend a statewide magnet school. The school will be located in Huntsville's Cummings Research Park and will be surrounded by high technology companies, they say, like working with NASA, the Army, and the FBI on Redstone Arsenal, and they promise hands-on activities and internships with industry partners.
This school will be very similar to what we have here in the Port City, known as the Alabama School of Mathematics and Science in Mobile. Interested students should have an interest in computers, information systems, virtual reality, and engineering. And good news, you will not have to fill out an application. The school is requesting an inquiry form. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 725 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM, or specifically at LCM where he's at. What vehicle are you in right now, Larry?
A 2010 Dodge Ram Dually, Cummins diesel, leather interior, loaded out. And I mean, as I said off the air, a detail would hurt it. It's that clean.
It's a vehicle that there's folks out there looking for, something that with that Cummins turbo diesel, that it can pull the small house.
Yes, it could pull our trailer down the road.
That is the tip of the iceberg in trucks, though. That's a fantastic one you're driving this morning. But y'all got a huge selection on trucks.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm fixing to move on to a 2011 3500 HD Duramax diesel, four-wheel drive.
You're singing my songs. Okay, somebody wants to come out and check out those vehicles. Let's talk about hours this week and days this week that y'all are open.
They can come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook. And we will be closed tomorrow.
But open on Black Friday?
Open on Black Friday. Open on Saturday. We'll have three TVs set up for the Iron Bowl.
That's a good thing. All right, we'll come look at that. Well, when they go to commercial break, we'll probably come out and look at the vehicles and run back in and watch the game.
All right. Good.
Good deal. Thanks, Larry. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Same to you.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 727. We'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, talk about our forecast for today. Tomorrow for Thanksgiving, looking pretty good. We'll talk about the weekend ahead as well and what the Iron Bowl forecast looks like. And over the weekend, it will be the end of hurricane season. That doesn't mean they all stop. We've had hurricanes in December before. But kind of a recap on hurricane season 2019. You know, you think about it around here, it seems like, a little tropical storm and this and that. Didn't have much going on. Maybe it didn't reach the numbers that they had predicted. But in fact, if you look at the season, the number of storms, not saying how many impacts, but number of storms, it actually, I think, exceeded the predictions for storms this year.
Yeah, there were even a couple, at least, that started out in the Atlantic and then went towards, I know one went to Ireland, mm-hmm. right? And then
there's been a couple have gone up to the British Isles.
Right. Yeah. So that seemed a little strange, too.
So he said it is kind of a different hurricane season. So Dr. Bill will give us the details on that coming up in just a few minutes. All right. Also, Jeff Poor joins us this morning at 8:05. We'll talk with him as we get ready for what happens on Turkey Day in Washington. President pardoning bread and butter, the turkeys yesterday. bread and butter. What? I think bread was 45 pounds.
Whoa.
45 pounds. Anybody that's ever been around turkeys in agriculture or people that hunt wild turkeys, bread was 45 pounds. How the turkey could walk, I don't know.
Hefty bird.
It was walking around there on the White House lawn. And butter, its compatriot, both got pardons from the president yesterday. But, of course, he said Schiff will try to subpoena them now.
Yeah, the turkeys were sweating before he gave them that pardon.
For sure. Turkey sweat? All right. News is next. Y'all stay close.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. If you're traveling by air this Thanksgiving week, you could be delayed. A massive snowstorm continues to track from the Central Plains to the upper Midwest. Tuesday, Denver International Airport was forced to cancel about 30% of its flights. A new company will soon take over collecting trash in Spanish Fort. Waste Pro of Alabama will begin serving residents December 30th. As News 5 reported earlier this month, residents have been complaining about the lack of service. New trash cans should arrive by December 20th. Christmas will be here before we know it, and many are going online to get their gifts, but business owners along the Eastern Shore hope a little elf will bring people to their stores. The Eastern Shore Elf visits different shops from Black Friday to December 23rd, offering giveaways to shoppers throughout the Eastern Shore. You can also take a picture with the Eastern Shore Elf to be eligible for prizes. Food delivery service Waiter is giving Thanksgiving meals to families in need in Mobile and Pensacola. Waiter took nominations from each community and worked with local organizations to identify families in need. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Thanksgiving is here, and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes wants to say thank you to all their customers by offering a special deal. Black Friday only, get free in-home ground floor delivery up to 50 miles on any regular price safe purchase over $1,000. Purchase must be made from 9 to 5 on Black Friday, and you must take delivery before Christmas when they're in your area. Save yourself from a trip to the ER or your safe winding up on the side of the interstate. It's a win-win and Mike Ward's way of saying thank you. Purchase on Black Friday to get free delivery.
With heavy snow and high winds that whip through Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska, is marching into the upper Midwest. It's not expected to stop snowing in Salt Lake City, Utah, until Saturday. Travelers also face winter weather in California and Oregon.
The hustle and bustle of Thanksgiving travel. Millions of Americans will take to the roads and the skies to get to their Turkey Day destination. Severe storms could snarl last-minute travel plans. Snow and rain is forecast throughout the Midwest and Northeast regions of the U.S.
Correspondent Daryl Forges. A New York Times report suggests President Trump was briefed in late August on the existence of a whistleblower complaint about his phone call with the president of Ukraine in July. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says the report strengthens the case for impeachment.
It adds additional evidence. It empowers further the case against the president.
I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Fox says commercial time during the Super Bowl is already sold out as a strong economy and marketers' appetite for live sports fuel better than expected demand. Advertisers are paying up to $5.6 million for 30 seconds of airtime during the game, although companies that buy multiple spots get a discount. Prices for ad time during the last Super Bowl reached as high as $5.3 million. The Super Bowl will take place in Miami on February 2nd. Amazon's fast-growing advertising business is becoming a problem for some shoppers. Sponsored ads are flooding Amazon's search results, making it harder to find the products customers are searching for. Amazon has turned its online store into an advertising powerhouse in just a few years. It has overtaken Microsoft as the third largest ad platform in the U.S., following Google and Facebook. Crude oil up 11 cents at $58.52 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures little changed after stocks closed at record highs again yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas. It's good medicine.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit Lion Fry Cadden Insurance Agency in Mobile today at lionfrycadden.com.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. So the showers in the mix this morning in the gray skies. Talk about today, and then what happens next?
Well, those showers will be moving out this morning. It's associated with a cold front, and it's going to start to clear off this afternoon. We're going to be up around 75 degrees for today, but then it should cool off a little bit during the afternoon hours. Tonight, though, we'll get down into the 40s, about 48, maybe 47 degrees for tomorrow morning, but that's just about normal for this time of the year. And then for Thanksgiving, a beautiful day, mostly sunny. The high should be around 67 or 68 degrees. Very, very comfortable. Friday, the big shopping day, looks good. Mostly sunny, about 72 degrees for Friday afternoon. And as we look at the weekend, we've got some showers in the forecast. Saturday will be mostly sunny, but there's a slight chance of a shower in the afternoon, high up to 75 degrees. And then on Saturday night, we'll see some shower activity as another front comes in. So Sunday, we'll start out with a few showers in the morning, but then clearing off, getting mostly sunny, the high around 70. And then the temperature falls to 42 degrees for Sunday night. And then Monday, it gets colder. Monday, sunny and 58 for the high, and then down into the mid-30s for Monday night.
Ooh. So some chilly weather coming our way here over the next couple of days. But tomorrow looks good, right, for Thanksgiving?
Tomorrow with 67 or 68 degrees, that's a really beautiful temperature, and we should have plenty of sunshine.
All right, because I have our family, you know, football game that breaks out in the backyard, you know, during in between eating, usually more before eating than it used to be, because after eating I take a nap. So it looks good for getting outside tomorrow.
Excellent, yeah. And Friday looks great. Of course, a lot of people will be shopping, and the weather looks good with temperatures getting in the low 70s.
All right, looking forward to that. And looking backwards on hurricane season 2019, it wraps up this weekend.
Yeah, it sure does, and it's been an interesting season. We had 18 named storms. Now, several of those storms probably would not be counted if we looked at it, if this had occurred several decades ago. Huh. But now with our ability in remote sensing, particularly through satellites, we're able to see some of these systems that in the old days that didn't count. So 18 named storms, six of them were hurricanes. That's normal, around six.
Okay.
And three of them were major hurricanes. And the three major hurricanes, Dorian, of course, very famous, mm-hmm. what it did to the islands of off the coast of Florida, the Bahamas, and then also Lorenzo, and also Humberto. There were three storms then that considered major. And of course, the Dorian was by far the worst storm of the season. There were two Category 5s. Dorian was one, and Lorenzo the other. Lorenzo actually was the farthest east we have ever observed a Category 5 hurricane. It was way over in the eastern Atlantic and ended up going into northwest Europe. Of the 18 storms we had this season, the 18 named storms, five of them hit the U.S. mainland. One of them, Dorian, just touched Cape Hatteras,
mm-hmm.
and that's considered part of the mainland. There was another one, a weak hurricane, Barry, in the Gulf of Mexico that affected Louisiana. The other three, one of them was Imelda, which was a tropical storm, and it produced record flooding in East Texas. And then there were two other storms that were rather weak over the Gulf of Mexico and didn't last very long. And one of those was Olga, and the other Nestor. So five actually hit the U.S., and the only one that really moved into the continental portion of the U.S. Would be Barry, and that was a rather weak storm. Didn't have any storms at all in June, and there wasn't a single storm that hit Florida this year, first time since 2015. So quite a bit of activity this year, but as far as the number of hurricanes, that was normal.
Okay, so for people who said, well, it was really a slow hurricane season, yeah, maybe in our neighborhood, thank goodness, but it was, I mean, there were some Category 5s, as you described, and just because they didn't hit land masses that are nearby, that doesn't mean it didn't happen. I think it's good to say this, because people will go back and say, they miss it every time, but they didn't.
No, and most of those storms really were out over the open water. We had quite a few that formed in the higher latitudes. That does happen because when you get well into the season, then those warmer waters get up into the middle and into the higher latitudes, particularly the Gulf Stream. and you can see storms develop in that area, and we had that this year.
Yeah, I want to go back to something you said at the beginning of the discussion. I think this is good as people put things in perspective. So say there's more hurricanes than ever. You know, this, things are changing. You're saying that in the past there are storms. Storms we identified this year, talked about of tropical nature, tropical storm or hurricane, that we would not have seen in the past.
Exactly. I mean, we can't compare hurricane seasons in recent years to the past because of our ability to detect storms, really some good satellite systems that we now have. So back in 1933, we had a record 21 storms. That held up for a long time until 2005. It's very possible in 1933 we might have had 31 storms because many of them were way out in the Atlantic and we never detected those systems.
That's an interesting piece of information, Dr. Bill, for people to put things in perspective. Never even thought about that. So, heck, back in the old days, the number of reported storms might have been way more. There might have been way more storms than that.
In those days, the only way we had any reports of hurricanes out in the Atlantic was our ship reports. And those ships were generally, hopefully, far away from the center of the storm. If they got into the middle of the storm, that was the end of the report.
Right, right.
We had a lot of those storms were recorded in those days.
Well, great insight, Dr. Bill. As always, we appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family.
Well, you too, and happy Thanksgiving to all our listeners.
Absolutely. All right, we will talk again soon.
Take care now.
You too. Our staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. That's the kind of stuff that you get from Dr. Bill you don't get elsewhere. 7:42, we'll check traffic coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Scott Tripoli, the general manager of the Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
The Roberts Brothers Charitable Fund is a nonprofit program that provides financial and emotional support for Gulf Coast families that have endured the loss of a child. The Charitable Fund gives Roberts Brothers the chance to give back to our community. Visit robertsbrotherscharity.com for more information and to donate today.
Scott Tripoli left Orlando, the hospitality capital of the world, where he managed a 1,000-room hotel, to take the general manager job at the Grand Hotel. Per Scott, he had to have that 1,000-room job to get the job at the 400-room Grand. And one significant difference? In Orlando, people leave the hotel every day to visit the parks. The hotel empties out. At the Grand, they stay put, going to one of the pools, the beach, or the golf course. And Scott serves with the attitude of, the answer is yes, what's the question? And folks, after hearing him talk, you'll realize, like I did, we're lucky to have him in this part of the world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, North Sage at Dolphin Street. Got a new accident without injuries. Also clearing up the one with the overturned vehicle. Rangeline Road to the ramp of I-10 eastbound. Traffic's easing up through there. Heavy fog as you're traveling across the Bayway. Got a dense fog advisory till noon. And also heavy fog as you're traveling along the beach. The South Alabama football team will host the Arkansas State Redwoods Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. in the final home game of 2019 at Land People's Stadium. And it's senior day, so come out and support our Jags seniors. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer to problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
Good Wednesday morning is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Talk about a winning first day. News out of Jackson, Mississippi, as the Mississippi Lottery Corporation says people purchased a total of $2.5 million in lottery tickets on the very first day of sales, which lottery officials say translates into $570,000 for the state. Tickets went on sale 5 a.m. on Monday. The tickets went on sale at nearly 1,200 retailers in 80 of the state's 82 counties. Back in 2018, lawmakers authorized a way to pay for road maintenance and infrastructure needs. This after resisting for decades to bring the lottery to their state. Here's how it works. For 10 years, the first $80 million will go toward infrastructure needs, and when the 10 years is over, that money then goes to the general fund. Anything over $80 million goes to education. The lottery's president said the state has exceeded expectations. A new poll is naming names when it comes to who claims the title of the most sinful city, and there may be some surprises on this list. Most know that Las Vegas is known as Sin City and once again leads the list. According to Wallet Hub, the rankings were based on more than 180 U.S. cities using 39 indicators, which factored in violent crimes per capita, excessive drinking, adult entertainment venues, number of thefts, obesity rates, and access to casinos. So here are the top five sinful cities in the U.S. Number one, Las Vegas. Number two, Los Angeles, St. Louis, Missouri, Houston, and number five, Atlanta. Now, Mobile was Alabama's most sinful city, placing 30th on this national list. We ranked 19th highest when it came to obesity, fast food establishments per capita, excessive drinking, and DUI-related crashes. Birmingham came in 41st, but they were 12th highest in the anger and hatred category, and jealousy ranked two. Birmingham was tied for first in the most violent crimes per capita and the most thefts per capita. Also on the list, coming in 74th place, was Montgomery, and Huntsville came in at 82nd. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Of course, Birmingham is angriest because they're not Mobile. That's how I see them. 747 Sports on the way with Dalton next.
You've heard about them for years. My friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services. And they offer a 12-year warranty on all new systems. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
This information update from Azalea City Hand and Rehab and Physical Therapy, assisting you to full recovery and continued healing with a hands-on individual approach. Most insurance is accepted and we welcome our veterans. That's Azalea City Hand and Rehab, South Sage Avenue, just off airport.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile County Public Schools showed off new technology Tuesday aimed at keeping students safe in an emergency. The new security system automatically alerts law enforcement if gunshots are fired. The new system also automatically warns students and faculty of an emergency with lights and the use of an intercom system. An escaped inmate from Alabama captured in Escambia County, Florida. 26-year-old Joseph Edwards Jr. escaped from the Chilton County Jail on Sunday. Authorities say he then carjacked someone in Saraland and led police on chase in Escambia County. Edwards was arrested after he crashed a stolen car into a ditch on Kingsfield Road. Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams will be laid to rest next week. Sheriff Williams was killed Saturday night in Hainville. The sheriff was responding to a noise complaint at a gas station. When he asked 18-year-old Chase Johnson to turn down his music, the teen allegedly shot and killed Williams. Johnson, the son of a Montgomery County deputy, is charged with murder and is being held on no bond. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Step up to GMC and get over $11,000 total value on a next-generation 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 4x4 Crew Cab with SLT Premium Plus package. We are professional grade GMC.
based on MSRP of $59,255. Offer includes price reduction below MSRP of $3,532 plus $6,500 purchase allowance and $1,000 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take retail delivery by 12/2/19. See participating dealer for details.
'Tis the season of ugly sweater parties with those relatives you avoid all year long. Be sure to have a designated driver after that 10th glass of eggnog and don't drive distracted while adding those last-minute online purchases to your cart. The team at TKO Contractors, a staffing agency in Mobile, remind drivers to be safe this holiday season. Whether you're looking for a job or company with temporary or permanent staffing needs, give TKO Contractors a call, 251-725-6761, or online, tkocontractors.com.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Ohio State Buckeyes jumped past LSU to take over the number one spot in the latest college football playoff rankings. The Buckeyes retained the top spot after 2 weeks at number two after defeating Penn State this weekend. LSU dropped one spot to number two despite routing Arkansas 56-20. The rest of the top five remains unchanged with Clemson at number three, Georgia at number four, and Alabama at number five. Utah moved up one into the number six spot, followed by Oklahoma at seven, Minnesota at eight, Baylor nine, and Penn State number 10. Florida comes in at number 11 and Auburn at 15. There will be two more sets of rankings released before bowl season. Next Tuesday will be the final reveal of the regular season. Then on December the 8th, the CFP committee will announce the rankings that set the New Year's six teams and the field for the college football playoff. In college basketball yesterday, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team won their second game in a row in the Gulf Coast Showcase, beating Miami of Ohio 82-71. Tonight, South will battle LaSalle for the tournament championship. Tip-off is set for 6:30. The South Alabama women's basketball team crushed the University of Mobile 103-59 last night at the Mitchell Center. In the SEC, the Auburn Tigers beat Richmond 79-65 to bring home the championship title in the Legends Classic Tournament in Brooklyn. It's the Tigers' first in-season tournament championship since 2004. Number three, Michigan State topped Georgia 93-85 in the Maui Invitational. Wichita State crushed South Carolina 70-47 in the Cajun Challenge. And Oklahoma beat Missouri 77-66 in the Hall of Fame Classic. Today at 1:30, the Alabama Crimson Tide have a tough matchup against number six-ranked North Carolina in the Battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas. The Tar Heels are nine-point favorites. 7:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers this morning, then becoming mostly sunny this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cooler with lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department at North Sage and Dolphin Street, finally got the accident there. Range line to I-10 eastbound off the exit ramp cleared out of the roadway, but again, heavy fog across the bayway heading into the downtown area. Less than a quarter mile visibility in some areas, so make sure you've got your low beams on if you're traveling there. Returning to Hank Aaron Stadium, Christmas Nights Alliance open nightly through January 1st, 5:30 to 10 p.m. And don't miss Santa's Village, open every weekend night until Christmas at Hank Aaron Stadium. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
.754 FM Talk 106.5 and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. We moved it a day early with tomorrow being Thanksgiving for two reasons. We won't be doing this show tomorrow, and to get you the information you need to get out before Thanksgiving dinner or maybe afterwards and go get on some speckled trout and redfish. It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear you need to head to the water with Captain Bobby. You're heading to the woods this weekend. They've got you set up. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue and Trailer Sales Alabama. Man, they delivered that beautiful trailer yesterday for Ben Hughes in the Go Play Outside contest. What a great trailer. Check them out in Theodore, Trailer Sales Alabama. And the star of the show, our buddy, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
I put a brand new ball on my trailer hitch just for that trailer.
You've never had a vehicle that didn't have a ball on a trailer hitch. You've never even owned a vehicle that didn't have a trailer hitch. Don't give me that. All right, let's talk about what meat and potatoes here as we get ready for folks having maybe 4 days off in a row and they're thinking fishing. What's been happening?
Well, I'll tell you, it's the river deal. You know, they have they've transitioned into the river systems. And it's still, there's so many shrimp still around. It just we had that cold blast a couple weeks ago, but ever since then it's kind of, you know, cool in the morning, but it warms right back up, you know. And with that, there's still a lot of shrimp in the river, so, you know, the production for me has been, you know, a popping cork deal just about everywhere we've been fishing, and the fish are still on the shallow flats. They're not anywhere near the river channels yet, at least for me yet. And so it's been a popping cork deal, and even though I keep trying some of the subsurface lures, just go right back to fishing popping corks. And I don't think we're going to have enough cold weather until at least sometime next week for any of that to change. The other good news is coming into this weekend, you know, we cycled out of that nip last week into the, and so every day the falling water's been moving back an hour each day. So you got good falling water right at daylight, and that's going to be all the way through the weekend, you know. And I'll tell you another good time to probably be fishing. Doesn't have anything to do with tides or moon phases, but about 2:30 on Saturday afternoon, you probably could find some open water to fish, I would think.
You're going to do that. If you're close enough, you could run out and fish during halftime. Of course, you can listen to it on the radio and check it out. But it's you talk about the fish. So tidal rivers, northern part of the bay, you're not talking Causeway.
No, not yet. Not for me, anyway. Like you and I were talking about off the air, I've made a couple trips up there, and I just haven't had the success up there north of the interstate, you know, that we would typically be having this time of year. There's still a lot of shrimp down in the rivers. When I was running up there yesterday, up the Tensaw, they were still pulling for shrimp out in the ship channel. They're still pulling for shrimp. There's still a lot of shrimp, and I just don't think they pushed up into the Delta system yet, you know. So hopefully next week we get that. I look long range. It looks like we're going to get a pretty cold blast about middle of next week. Maybe by then some things will start to truly transition up there. But as far as the local tidal rivers, that's been really good, and that's been the place to be, you know. And you know, it's kind of been a tidal, as far as tides go, it seems to be a moving water deal. It really seems to, that's the one thing that really kind of seems to get them biting real good. But still real spread out, a lot of shrimp in the water. You've got to kind of keep moving. They're not really schooled up real well right now, so you got to kind of keep moving and picking them off as you go.
All right, Bobby, tell folks how they get a trip booked with you and how they get a gift certificate, maybe for that great Christmas present.
Well, you can just go to ateamfishing.com, which is my website, and then Miss Kim, we've gotten several requests over the last couple of days for the Black Friday shoppers that, like me and you, don't want to go out there and do it. So she can shoot you one. Just give us a hit on the email, and she'll get you fixed up.
Man, I appreciate it. We'll check back next week.
All right, gang. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Bobby, to you and the crew. And it is the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and Trailer Sales Alabama.